KFIZ News Time coming up on 9:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios for a Tuesday. It's June 8th of 2021. And it's time for our Live with Abandon segment. Once a month, we take some time to tell you about what's happening in the church community in and around the Fond du Lac area. And, of course, joining us to help us out with that is Pastor Craig Ellefson from Celebration Assembly here in Fond du Lac. Pastor Craig, happy Tuesday. Hope you're staying cool.
I know. It has switched. I think someone switched summer on all of a sudden.
It was exactly what you said, a flip of a switch. We got past Memorial Day, which is a fairly cool weekend, and here we are, summer.
Oh,
boom.
I also know that, too. I know that you invited me that we are able to be back in the studio mm-hmm. again.
Yes, that's correct.
And so that is great, but what's kind of funny, like I told you yesterday, it's like I've been doing this out of the comfort of my office here at the church, I'm kind of like, you know, I could drive from Celebration Assembly, which is on the south side of town, and go all the way to the north side, but I'm kind of like, you know what, and I think COVID has done that to a lot of places that mm-hmm. have, you know, they've turned their homes into the offices, and then once COVID kind of subsided, people are kind of like, oh, I kind of like it this way.
Yeah, that is true. Well, the space is reserved. The spaces are reserved if you want to stop by. So no worries there.
Yeah, because what's kind of nice is when we're done, I just drop the phone and I stay right here and I get right to work. So that's kind of been nice. So we'll see. But thank you for that invitation.
Yep.
Anyway, yes, it's a great summer, great time to be out. We're excited. We have some great two activities that are going on here. Of course, we got Walleye Weekend going on, and we're really excited about that. And I know on Sunday morning, we're actually going to, a bunch of churches are going to actually come together on Sunday morning and do a service. And I know we talked a little bit about that last month with mm-hmm. Pastor John Slotin. So we hope to see a lot of people out this Sunday morning at the Sunday 97 tent where we're going to do a service, and then we're going to have activities in the afternoon. It should be a great time. Mm-hmm. But we are, it's great to be back this month. We have some great guests this week, this month as well. Our goal of the show is to be a bridge, as many of our audience knows this, a bridge between us as churches to the community that we so love and serve, and to let them know the great things that their local churches and ministries are doing, which is quite a bit now. We were just talking off air with Ken, and it's just kind of good to be back in that routine of kind of some normalcy, and so we're excited about that. Fond du Lac's very fortunate to have a tight knit of pastors that many of us come together every single week to pray for each other, our churches, the highs and the lows, what we're struggling with, and just to love and pray for the people of the Greater Fond du Lac area. So we truly do love our city. This probably is going to be one of our best shows yet, Spencer.
Best show yet?
Yeah, don't I say that every month?
Hey, well, let's prove it then.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. The first one is definitely a veteran. I have him on probably around two or three times a year, actually. And his name is Ken Hill, and he is the director of music at Hope Lutheran. And there's an annual event they do every year that we get excited about, and it is happening again. Good morning, Ken.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Good. How about yourself this hot summer day?
Well, just trying to keep cool.
That's right. So, Ken, what are we doing again this summer? Keep us informed.
Well, we have a group of organists from churches in Fond du Lac that put together a summer organ recital series. And this kind of rotates from one church to another throughout the summer. And we have these half-hour organ recitals that take place on Thursdays at 12:15 to 12:45 p.m., on Thursdays, pretty much from June through August. These organ recitals are free to the public, and we do take a freewill offering, and that offering goes to benefit organ students through a scholarship program so that young people that would like to take organ lessons can do so for free.
Wow, that's nice. That's really nice. That's excellent. And again, Ken, did you say these are every week?
Pretty much. There's a couple weeks in throughout the summer where we might not have a recital, but we have about four in June.
Okay.
We have another three or so in July, and we have another four in August.
Awesome. That's great. And where are these, Ken? Are they various, churches, too, or is it all at Hope Lutheran?
No, we had one at Hope Lutheran this last Thursday, and the rest of the recitals are at different churches. This coming Thursday, June 10, we're going to have one at Church of Our Savior on 9th and Main.
Yes.
We will have them at other churches, St. Patrick's Concert Hall, St. Paul's Cathedral, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Lomira, First Presbyterian Church back here in Fond du Lac, Shepherd of the Hills in Eden.
Mm, okay.
So pretty good variety.
Excellent. Awesome. And I know we've done these for how many years have we been has this been going on now?
I think this is about the 12th year.
Wow. That's great. Now, are you doing, because of COVID and all that, do you guys still do like a reception or something afterwards, or was that something else?
We don't do a reception. Masks are encouraged.
Okay. All right. Not required, but encouraged.
Yep.
Okay. That's great. Hey, Ken, what we do have, Spencer, if you want to get that ready, before we finalize some contact information with you, Ken, why don't we share just a small little clip of what our people are to expect of the great things that are going on during these organ recitals.
Sure. This clip you're going to hear is just one example of a piece that could be played. This is the Prelude and Fugue in E-flat major by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Excellent. Why don't we do around a little bit of that, Spencer? Thanks.
All right, here you go.
All right. Awesome. Wow, that was, yeah, I was just kind of in my own world there just kind of listening to that. And that is the new intro to Live with Abandon here by Pastor Craig Ellison. anyway, no, Ken, that's awesome. That is great. Do you even partake in it? Do you play a little bit too?
I actually did a recital last Thursday, and then I will do another one on August 26th.
All right.
I'm involved a little bit.
Excellent. But that wasn't you playing, was it?
It was.
Oh, that was. Very good.
Yep, that was me.
All right. So if people want more information, because, you know, they're not going to remember the ones, the where's and the what's and where these or that, is there a website or somewhere they can go to get the updated locations and times?
There's a couple ways they can check out the recital schedule. They can go onto Facebook, the Fond du Lac Area Organist Association.
Okay.
They can also go to the Fond du Lac Visitors Bureau, and on their calendar, we will have all the recitals listed every week.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Awesome.
They can also give me a call. My cell phone is 539-3977.
What is that again?
539-3977.
Oh, I'm sure they can also call the church and ask for you as well, right?
Yep, that would be fine.
Excellent. Yeah, I think you live there around 24/7. I heard you have a bed in your office, so that's
at least 24.
Yeah. Hey, and before I let you go, Ken, if anyone's out there interested in looking around and looking for a church to go to, what services? What time are your services there at Hope Lutheran?
Well, we're kind of recovering from the COVID era now, so we have three services every weekend: 5:30 on Saturday. It's 5:30 p.m. And then 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and 10:40 on Sunday morning also. So,
hey, excellent. And can they still watch it online as well?
Yes, they can.
Great. Excellent. Awesome. Thank you, Ken, very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Spencer.
Excellent. All right, our next guest, again, these are both veterans. I really didn't even know why I woke up this morning. I could have had them do it. But anyway... we have Ron Ramirezma, who is the chief, the big chief honcho executive. I think that's his official name over there now, at director of Badgerland Youth for Christ. Is that the right intro there?
Yeah, that's probably close to what they reference you.
Yeah. I hear some of your the workers that you have. Yeah, that's what they call you in front of you. But I don't know when you're gone out of the room. That might be another story.
It probably is.
Ron, it's good to hear from you. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doing good, thank you.
Excellent. We also have something coming up that it's not just all solely for Christ. I know pastors are kind of helping with this as well. But we have something special. We have graduation coming up for Fondi, and that's great. It's awesome. Kids, I'm sure, looking forward to it. Not sure about parents as much as parents, but I know the kids are. There also is another kind of Christian component to graduation, and people might not be familiar with it, but we have something going on Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, great. And you're exactly right, Craig. It's actually a tradition that, I graduated from, back then it was called Goodrich. Let's not talk about how many years ago.
Oh, you're getting old there, Ron.
Yeah. but when I did graduate, the service was a tradition way back then. It's called the baccalaureate service. And that was something back when, Goodrich was on Linden, where Riverside is now, and the nearest church was, I think, is it Church of Our Savior, Lutheran, there on the corner of 9th and Main. That's traditionally where the service always was. And then when they built the new high school, the tradition continued, but then we just started rotating to various churches around the area. And like you said, Craig, this isn't a Youth for Christ thing. It's part of the Ministerial Association. It's something that group of pastors has, if you want to call it, sponsored or just helped coordinate with the school, as long as I can remember. So it's a great collaborative effort between the churches and the school, and it's just really neat for them to be able to work together to pull this off.
Excellent. So what do you expect? What is one to expect at a baccalaureate?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny because my wife was asking, you know, hey, what's up today? And I said, well, I'm going to be, you know, talking about baccalaureate. And she's like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
What is that exactly? And
yeah.
So, I thought I should look that up. I know what it is, but, like, what does Webster say that it is? So this is, directly according to Webster, a religious service held at some educational institutions before commencement, containing a farewell sermon to the graduating class.
Okay.
So it really is, there's a message. We usually try to find one of the retiring teachers, every year we've had a great success finding a volunteer from the school district that is just willing to, they're retiring and they would love this opportunity, you know. So this year is no different. We have what I think many people would know as Nurse Sarah Kirkhoff from Fondi High, that is retiring, and she has agreed to be our keynote address or
awesome.
Farewell address. And the service itself includes, it's just a great mix because we've got some graduating seniors who are all, there's like three or four of them lined up to share just a brief verse and then talk about, hey, this is what this verse means to me, which is, you know, great for them to be able to share as well as for their classmates to hear. The Fondi Choir sings several songs, which, you know, of course, they're always great to hear. So there's just some neat components of the service that I think everybody finds refreshing and encouraging. And, it's been a great event.
Excellent. It's a great kind of church activity to bless and to commission the senior class of 2021.
Yep, for sure. And, you know, last year, as much as I can remember, last year is the first year that this service did not happen.
Yeah.
You know? So it'll be great to have it back, back to this year.
And better than ever.
Absolutely. Like, oh.
So. So I'm not sure, and you might have said it, but we can repeat it. When is it? Where is it? And can anyone just come?
All those details. Yeah, you're right. I did not mention that yet. So baccalaureate service is always the same day as the graduation ceremony at Fondi High.
Oh, okay.
And so that is this coming Thursday. And the baccalaureate service is at 3:30, and it'll go about an hour. So 3:30, and it's at Lighthouse Christian Church this year. I think this is the first year Lighthouse is actually hosted. We've had everyone. Well, a lot of times we kind of focus on one of the churches on the east side, just because you know it makes it more convenient to get back to the high school for the ceremony. But Holy Family, First Presbyterian. We've rotated every year. You know, like I said, that group of pastors and group of churches that we work with, they take turns. They share.
Yes.
And so that part's worked out great.
And there's a great opportunity, I know, for a group of pastors, even at the end, to kind of pray a blessing over all the senior class, too.
Yep, that's exactly right. We invite the pastors and youth pastors and anybody who would like to say a brief prayer, kind of to bless and send them off. That's how we kind of close up the service.
And how long, I mean, there could be parents say, I want to, but then I'm a little nervous. I hope I can get to graduation on time. You do respect, you do leave, it is like a specific, we do respect their time, right?
Yep, absolutely. Keep it to 1 hour.
Good.
Maybe just under an hour, just again, so people can do what else they need to do and get off to the ceremony.
Excellent. It's a great time, again, for the Christian community to come together and congratulate the senior class. I think that's great. I know I've been part of them in all the churches I've been at, and it's great to see, after all these years, the tradition is still alive.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
I think that's great. Ron, for you personally, just, a selfless plug-in for YFC, if someone's interested in your organization, questions about your ministries, questions about your events, questions about what you do in general, and how I can get my kids involved, how can we connect with you?
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for the question. Probably the quickest way is just go to our website, BadgerlandYFC. Again, that's BadgerlandYFC.org. Google it, you find us pretty easily. And then, all of our programs are up on the website, various staff that are leading those programs, ways to connect with them, ways to call our office. That's probably the best way, Craig.
Excellent. That's awesome. Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate your time with us.
Well, again, thanks for having me.
Yes, and thank you, Ken. We appreciate you as well. Again, come over and become part of those organ recitals. That sounds great. And then let's cheer on our seniors this Thursday at the Baccalaureate at 3:30 over at Lighthouse, which is on it's that big church over on South National. You can't miss it, especially if you've been there for Farmers to Families. Again, that is the same church where it's been these past few weeks. It's great to have you guys. Really appreciate it. It's been awesome having you. Thank you so much. For me, I'm Pastor Craig Ellison here at Celebration Assembly Church. We meet here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 825 Fond du Lac Avenue. Plus, we have a Hispanic service for those who speak Spanish that meet during that same exact time here on Sunday service. Led by our incredible Pastor Rodriguez and Macbeth. They're just awesome in the leading that event. And then check us anytime at celebrationassembly.org. Like us on those Facebooks. And if you want to visit us before you visit, you can always go to our YouTube channel at Celebration Assembly Fond du Lac and watch our most recent sermons. So you can kind of check us out before you check us out. So, again, thank you, guys. We do encourage everyone who's not who have a church home to come and check out Hope Lutheran or, get your kids connected for Youth for Christ or any one of our many local incredible churches here in our town that we love to be a part of and love to support our community. So thank you, guys. And, Spencer, thank you for another wonderful month together.
Yeah, absolutely. Pastor Craig, we appreciate it. Have a great rest of the month. We'll talk again in the month of July. That's Pastor Craig Ellison from Celebration Assembly joining us here on Live with the Band. And also thank you to Ken and Ron for stopping by, telling us about what they have going on in our local church community.